So you're recording it?
This is TNT.
Yes.
So we're talking about setting up TikTok accounts so that we can dance and
we
sing.
We are not. I'm not going to start with a TikTok account.
Oh, no, but you went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, I know I went down that rabbit hole. Because some of my, well, as usual, because they're kids, some of my nephews and nieces have their own TikTok accounts. I mean, your own daughter has a TikTok account. Both of them.
I have a TikTok account.
What's the point of that thing? Anyways,
yeah, but you don't upload anything.
I don't.
See, you're what they call right now a stalker.
I never had one, so
it's
I'm not there.
It depends on who you watch, you know.
Meat hey, Hunter. Dude, Reddit is the way to go for me.
If you're on TikTok and you get stalked by somebody named Meat Hunter, that's me.
I don't
even know my user account, to be honest.
Go to Reddit. That's where I that's where I am.
No, it was one of my nephews has his own TikTok account, and then I sometimes like. I didn't even know that he had one, but you know, one of those days when you're just on sitting on the john doing number two, and then you go down this rabbit hole sometimes in TikTok, and then all
and then
of a
you
sudden
you see a familiar face,
and then because like, you know, okay. It's like, oh, these might be your friends. You might know these people.
Like, holy moly! All right.
So he looks familiar. I think it's my nephew. So I just watch some of his videos. And then,
it's pretty good.
And then it was just doing a day in the life of. You know, mm-hmm. And then they go like, this guy can...
It's actually good.
It's not bad.
Well, these kids are nice looking to start off anyway. So when they record and edit and...
To the point that he bought some, like he bought a wireless mic.
Yeah, enhance and make things a little bit
still
better.
Still using
yeah.
his iPhone,
yeah.
though, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's what one does. Everything.
Nice.
I asked him, like... Do you think a gimbal would be helpful? Because
mm-hmm.
I think it would...
Gimbal, yeah, he's into sports. So, yeah, I think that...
A gimbal would
help
would him
help
a lot.
That would help a lot, yeah.
But he doesn't really film his games. It's more like his
not
practices.
Really, but if he's walking around, you know,
yeah, it's
going
different.
Around the gym,
yeah.
checking out other people there. Yeah, he's going to need a gimbal.
I don't know how they do it because I myself don't like I rarely do my day.
You're not one of us.
You're not one of us.
I rarely do a my day.
You need to have
like
a,
the most I've
no,
done.
Never have I ever done a my day. No, I don't think so.
Like the most I did was I got reminded.
People online would ask me like, post us.
A my day.
A real. Is that the my day?
Well, it could be a my day.
If okay.
Real yeah. shorts.
Real. Short. Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube shorts. Reels
yeah,
is for
yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
Yeah. Facebook also.
Well, which reminds me, after a while, my YouTube searches and Instagram
mm-hmm.
watches have overpowered the women searches for. After a long time.
Come to think of it, I haven't searched for porn in
like,
a while.
And then I was looking
in
at
a while,
it.
Yes, me too.
I was looking at it and I go, oh man, I must be growing really old now. Because if you look at my search updates now, there's more watches than...
Right now, my searches consist of Karen's getting humiliated.
Yeah, me too.
And
Cam.
You know what I enjoy the most?
Cop cow. Yeah, body cap.
You know what I enjoy the most?
What?
The blackhead and
blackhead
ear
removal?
Cleaning.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
Man.
Oh, I've passed that.
Yeah, me too. I've passed that stage.
I'm there. I'm so there. It's like...
Do you go through the Asian ones? The ones from Vietnam?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they can...
I've gotten in
really
the rabbit hole,
it, you know?
Man. I'm all over the place right now.
I've gotten to the point of actually checking out tick removal from dogs.
Nah, I haven't done that.
Oh, man, it is so satisfying.
Yeah. No, literally, I've done that with my dog, so I'm okay with it. But with the online thing, right now, I'm in the middle of this wonderful world of blackheads.
Because my constant...
Blackheads and... Ingrowns. Oh, man. I've gotten pointers. I got ingrowns. I'm nursing a couple of ingrowns. The score is always in my favor. I mean, you know, me versus like 4-0 in my favor. But, you know, it doesn't hurt that every Well, on a regular basis, you get pointers.
Every so
How
often.
How can I continuously beat them?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm there. So, ingrowns and then the blackheads.
Wait a minute. That. Ingrown hairs or ingrown?
Ingrown, like nails. Like toenails.
Toenails.
And then the
There's the ingrown hairs.
Yeah, I know. But
oh, that one? Nah, it's like a miniature Sadako, man. It's not cute. I mean, I don't get that. There's no fun in that. The blackheads, though.
The blackheads, though, yeah.
The blackheads. Oh, man.
Americans don't know how to pop a blackhead.
Nah, well.
Some of these dermatologists.
That's why like, you know lie.
Ooh, no gloves.
They're scared it's going to be a racist thing?
No, it's just like, ooh.
Why you lie? You eat
ooh,
more
no gloves.
Lies.
Square gloves or... You're holding that tool wrong. It's not supposed to be like that. Or you're pressing down too hard.
And mind you, when I watch the ingrown thing,
yeah,
I never go to the accounts where they use anesthesia because it was an operation thing where they like
in the US. Yeah, I know, but in the US, it's considered an operation. It's a minor operation.
I delete those. I'm after the ingrown videos where there was no anesthesia. And you're at a parlor with an expert, and then
they don't do that in the U.S.
He was doing something so that you get more comfortable without anesthesia and anything, and then he finds a way to fix your problem without you being in pain in the whole process.
Yeah, but the thing is, in the U.S., that's why if you go to like nail salons in the U.S., if they see that you have an ingrown, they're not going to touch it.
Seriously? Because of a lawsuit?
If it gets too deep, they usually tell you to go to a podiatrist.
Okay. And the podiatrist has videos there, and I don't enjoy it.
No.
Because they consider they just it. Give you, they shoot you with anesthesia, and then they freaking pull your nails out.
And then
Where's the fun in that? Because
they consider it as a minor operation.
Yeah.
One thing I don't like about ingrown videos on YouTube is that there's not a lot of pus. It's after the pus has been taken out. I love it when somebody works in an ingrown and there's pus that's going to squirt out.
Jesus Christ, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point.
I draw the line. I draw the line at cysts.
You can't bear the pain or you can't complain about an ingrown until it becomes swollen because there's a pocket of pus underneath the nail.
It's so good.
Well, actually, if there's a pus, the pain has subsided already.
Yeah, but... It's not fun if nothing squirts
video
out.
Wise, that would look painful, but
actually, no.
Personally, yeah. I've gone through that when pus is right smack in the middle of the pus thing. That means you know you've gone through the pain, you've suffered, you've endured the pain, and it's time for you to reap the benefits of enduring the pain.
If you see pus, that means that your white blood cells are working
over
time.
You drain the pus. You don't feel anything.
Wait,
honestly, man. I mean, you know, if it's your foot, it's your toenail, draining the pus, you don't feel anything until they start cutting your nails again.
Here's a true story. I'm a chronic nail biter, right? A lot of people know that. So there were several times in Cebu when my nail biting, because of my line of work, got so bad that there were times when I bite on a nail halfway.
And then I draw blood.
Pull the rest.
Yeah.
And you draw blood on the inner side of your nail.
Halfway of your finger.
Yeah. Huh?
You swallowed half of your finger.
No, I bit off halfway. So let's say, for example, if it's about an inch wide, I bite off like half an inch. And then I pull the rest off.
Ooh.
Right? But the problem there is the nail extends into the inner part of the sides of your finger.
Yeah.
So it... You know,
that hurts.
You draw blood. That's one.
That hurts.
Now, your hands are always dirty, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of times when it got infected and there was already, it really swelled up. Right? So I know there was pus. I was growing a fever already. There were a couple of times when I literally borrowed somebody's pin.
Hairpin.
Ran a lighter on it.
What do they call it?
Alpiler.
Something like that. Dip it in alcohol. Put it under my nail.
Ugh.
A whole lot of pus came out, and my fever just went like,
foop,
gone.
It's gone.
More than that,
But to think about it, it was an orgasmic feeling when that pus came out. I'm telling you, nothing beats pus coming out and then your fever just suddenly goes away.
No.
No antibiotics.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Rusty alpiler.
You're like in the middle of the mountains of Mongolia.
I guess that's why doctors. We live longer, huh?
Yeah. Like if I was one of those kids that did not jump into canals at age of 7, I would have been dead by now.
Yeah.
Like the newer generation. On top of the
canal.
Speaking of which,
what's up with... No, I'm...
We're
going to sound like boomers complaining about the young ones, but...
No, but it's true. Because in our time, it was unheard of like the mere fact that you're allergic to like peanuts or peanut butter or shit like that.
Well, if you're asthmatic, that could be a cause for...
Yes, but it's
that's
not...
That's a trigger.
But you have to grow up eating peanuts for that allergy to disappear.
Yeah. Of course.
And I just learned that around less than a couple of months ago.
Because I know that, and then right now they're allergic to like wheat or gluten.
What?
That was unheard of in our time.
Seriously?
They would have been weeded
out early.
Their bodies
cannot, they literally cannot process gluten.
No, you have to build up a resistance to that.
No, it's not resistance. They cannot process a gluten.
Do they have any non-Filipino bloodlines?
No, because my cousin, who was born in the U.S., but both parents are Filipino.
What the heck's wrong?
They came here for a vacation, and they went up, before going back to the state, to the U.S., they stayed in Manila for a couple of nights because my uncle had a brother there. And then they served him in San Srival.
Mm-hmm.
And then they forgot that the entire thing, wafer, is made of cashews. So when he ate it, he couldn't breathe.
Oh my god!
I go like, yes, he has a nut allergy. He's Filipino.
Yeah. Asthmatic.
It's not asthmatic. It's just
allergy from nuts.
Nuts.
He must be nuts.
You gotta grow up. You gotta grow up eating. A lot of kids I know do not know.
Like right now. See,
here's a simple fact.
No.
A lot of them do not know that as far as cashews are concerned, the seed is a byproduct.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
We eat the fruit and we throw away the actual thing that's being sold.
Yeah, but the thing is the fruit supposedly poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
But we eat it. And we're still eating
it. It is.
You eat enough of it, it converts it to like what I think cyanide.
That's why you overheat. It heats up your body when you eat the fruit.
That's why if you eat like a bucket of it,
you're gonna overheat.
I think it literally converts it to cyanide.
You cannot eat a bucket. Sure. No, the most you can eat with kasuli is probably three pieces.
I know. What I mean is you have to eat that much in order for you to die from it. But the thing is, it's still poisonous.
Three kasuis.
Nah, that's all right. It'll heat you up, though.
You feel funny. Like, you know, where's the aircon and all? Because your temperature goes higher. Because, That's not a normal fruit.
What's up with the kids nowadays?
Like, see what up?
Yeah.
We found out that she was allergic to shrimps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough for her to not
stop.
Eat shrimps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but what I mean is she can't eat it. But the thing is, the mere scent of it, she starts coughing.
Really?
So, like, recently it was my brother's birthday, and then he always has red tail because that's the only thing that he wants.
Yep.
Red tail.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell her like, don't go near, because you're funny that way. But no, Madame has to go sit at a table, and then so
she has to be part of the whole thing.
And then my brother has his own little tray that's just for him.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody touches because it's his birthday. So go ahead, kill yourself. And then the fan just happens to like.
Oops.
Goes by and then goes to her.
Passes
by the whole seafood platter and then starts coughing. And they're like, dude, you just
smelled it.
He just smelled it. And then But her mom used to, like, sometimes when we go out, we used to stop by in Tarisayan.
The Sutukil place.
The seafood place by the restaurant. By the side of the road, the side of the highway. And then we you know, we used to order this whole soup of halaan. Oh, no, halaan is...
Probably, that's the halaan thing.
The shellfish. Yeah. Mm. Clams. Yeah. There you go. And
the one with the pink lips, or
yeah, any clam would do.
Okay,
for us. Basta kay sabaw, you know, the usual.
I'm not a big fan of the soup.
No ba?
Yeah.
So anyway, so for the longest time, we're like, for how many years? That's what we usually get that, and then all of a sudden, one day, she just got allergic to it, and right now she can't eat it to the point that she can't breathe. That she has to, like, we have to bring her to the hospital.
It's the opposite thing of what happened to my daughter. So my daughter almost died in Davao after eating a whole bunch of fried crab, the crablets.
Crablets, yeah.
Yeah, so ate a whole bunch because it's, apparently she was surprised that such a thing occurred. You know. Such a thing is a thing.
No, but she used to eat a lot, like shrimps and everything, you know.
Yeah, I know. So the opposite thing is, it happened to my daughter. So she ordered and she ate a whole bunch, had an allergic reaction. It's a good thing that the house that we went to that night had prednisone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Antihistamine, whatever. It worked.
Yeah.
Right? So now she knows that, you know, this is the effect, but if I get this ready, I can.
Yeah.
Eventually,
she outgrew it.
She outgrew it. Yeah. There was no need for more.
Just increase the dosage, and then you get over it.
Yeah. That's what happened. So right now, everything.
Like the whole time.
But the phobia, my phobia still exists. So whenever there's you know, there's
your
something similar.
Like, take it easy.
So I like tell her, do you have antihistamine?
Yeah.
And then she says, yes, okay, eat. And
that's
by the time we
finish. That's something I always have with me, by the way.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, so
antihistamine, I always have that.
Right? So, it's funny because
nothing happened. So, you know, apparently she outgrew it, or the tolerance went away.
I'm the only one in the family who doesn't have any type allergies. Of allergies. Like my brother, my wife.
I know what your allergy is.
Yeah. You beat everybody to it. Came in late, but screw that. Beat everybody to it.
Like my brother. Like,
okay, I'm here.
Like my brother had this. A scratch test, right? Like, like you test on everything because it's part of the insurance or some shit like that. And then we found out that he's allergic to mertiolate. I was like, who uses mertiolate anymore?
Okay.
And the kids now are lucky that they don't know mertiolate. Like, that was the only thing that stopped us from complaining that we have a scratch.
I don't know if.
They don't know the pain of mertiolate.
It's not so wound plus alcohol.
Nah, that's nothing.
Put mertiolate. What's the other term for that? Mercochrome.
Mercochrome something.
Tambali o mercochrome ang lubot mong galagom.
It's that pink thing that smells really strong on you on most first Boy Scout first aid kits. Right now, they give you Neosporin. Wow. Neosporin. So nice. You just spray it on, and you're like, this does nothing for me.
Kung ikaw walay ilo, kud-kud lang sa kung bato, ang bato nga may sisi.
No.
Sa lubot mong gangisi.
How do you start that thing? Kung ikaw kalibangan,
at lang sa baybayon, ikaw walay ilo, kod-kod lang sa kong bato, ang bato nga nay sisi, sa lubot mong gangisi, tambali og mercochrome, ang lubot mong galagom.
Walang list, dili halang, dili sakit, dili hapdos.
Dili hapdos, hapdos?
Mertiolate ang hapdos.
Mertiolate sa mercochrome.
Yeah.
Aren't they one and the same?
No, it's different. Mercochrome is the easier one.
Mercochrome is the diluted mertiolate.
Yeah.
Right
now you have betadine. That's for the soft ones.
No, you know what's really soft right now?
What?
Neosporin.
Oh, whatever, dude.
The I'm not going to have any fun.
You sing Raining in Manila? You get betadine.
Yeah, or
if you sing Highway Star by Deep Purple, fucking mertiolate, dude.
That's why I keep telling my nephews, and it's like, you're wound. You don't know pain like we know pain.
You didn't know the real story about sa pari nga mugawas
ang pari.
Sa amo pag mugawas ang pari, my God! Literally, man.
Mugawas sa galitang birtayulit.
I mean, there were a lot of wounds that needed stitches that...
We didn't even bother telling our moms.
We didn't even bother having it stitched.
Yeah, I know.
So I have an open kid. Freaking...
That's the whole point.
Look at that. That was a stitch.
Look at this.
So it's a freaking...
I almost cut my finger off and I never even told them.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So have you ever played around with... the skin of papayas, trying to pierce it with a knife, and suddenly it went too far and almost split your hand into two.
Yeah.
So I basically duct taped my two fingers together. Mm-hmm.
Keep until it together healed. Until
used,
it healed.
Yeah. For this one, I think I used a wad of toilet paper and masking tape.
There you go.
So
mine, I left it alone. No, it's an open... thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, well, no stitches. That was life back in the day. We were just trying to survive and have fun at the same time.
Here's another thing. We knew what a girl and a boy was.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty basic, straightforward thing.
I saw a funny meme once.
Well,
no, I always see funny memes. I had, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like Jesus cares.
One where we have
so anyway,
we don't have to worry about getting a backlash or anything.
No.
Because even backlash is a new thing, right?
Yeah.
We say something, it's like, they're gonna collaborate with something really terrible.
They're gonna start canceling
you. I don't give a shit, right?
No, but this one. Me and myself was like, they were selling LGBTQ shirts. Like, there are like 100 genders
for now.
100 genders, seriously.
So that's what the shirt says.
And that's... they actually counted and there's 100?
Yeah. The BBC has a guide. The BBC came up with a guideline.
100?
They're literally 140, what they say?
And these fruitcakes can actually tell 99 from 35?
No, that's the thing.
What the fuck?
Right now, anybody can claim, like you can claim, like,
I identify as a Labrador dog.
Yeah, then that's
your gender. I'm a Labrador.
You're a Labrador. Then they have to respect. Okay, the BBC has to respect that.
I identify for an expensive watch. That's 101, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first time.
Like, I could, Jesse could identify
call
like.
Call me like a mechanical watch.
Can I identify as Henry Tan's
son?
Son? I mean,
who the hell is that? A Levi's guy?
No, the Henry Tan.
Henry C.
Henry C.
You forget to aim high. Aim high.
Aim high. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, forget the pants. Fucking get them all.
three and two letter names confuse me.
I know,
me, so.
Right?
C. Sultan.
Lee.
Lee Sing.
Kwang. You.
Chit Nang Sa Se. Go. La.
Okay, fine.
Whatever.
So,
man.
Anyway. The BBC came up with the guidelines for their announcers, their newscasters, their radio people, that they have to acknowledge and respect the decision of the individual if they identify as such and such.
They need to be identified.
And then they identify 140 different genders. So
the individual has to inform you how they identify.
That's why most liberals now, they go like especially the
how
alphabet
do I address
people.
You?
No, like oh, hi, my name's Booby. He, she, he, him.
Oof.
That's holy the whole
shit.
Thing.
What if I need to and ask right you now, how to address you? How do
you
I
ask
that?
Him? Like, how do you like to be addressed?
Okay.
Like, or what are your pronouns? If
how
you're not
the
sure.
Pronouns work. I'd say, how would you like to be addressed?
The informal way of asking is like, what are your pronouns?
What are your pronouns?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We don't have to be too formal. Apparently.
What's the formal way to do it?
Like, how would you like to be addressed? That's formal.
I prefer it that way.
Well, good for you because you're old.
Oh, shit.
So let's just forget your name. Your name's not going to be important anymore.
You could change your name to anything.
You can change your name to anything. The pronouns is you identify with that one at any given time.
That's the thing. So anyway, going back to the meme that I saw.
Jesus, man. Interesting like, times we're living
so
in.
Like, they go like, there are 100 different genders. Please respect.
Our generation practically and literally lived through like everything, man. From analog D8s and... Freaking, what do you call that?
Then we started the...
Not DATs.
The A-tracks?
The tapes. The A-tracks.
A-tracks, yeah. Uh-huh.
We started with the A-tracks up to the 140 fucking pronouns.
Yeah.
What the hell, dude?
It's a major jump, right?
That's freaking wide.
Anyway, so...
So it started with binary codes. Now it's binary people.
Binary people.
Yeah. No, binary is one of 140.
No, because you could identify now as a non-binary.
Yeah. That's the 141.
Those are the they-thems, apparently.
Yeah. That's part of the 140. Yeah, that's part of that. If I need to address you, that's like they-them.
And some people actually do prefer it that way.
Yeah.
You know what? One thing. And this is an IT guy who brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
Do the trans people know that if you identify as non-binary, that basically means you're part of the binary code?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which puts you back into the binary.
Yes.
They know.
Which basically means that you're being non-binary.
You're wasting our fucking time.
Dude, if you want to be...
Does not make sense.
Yep.
Don't try to make sense of it because they want to be called the they-them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sense in it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody corrected me that they, them is actually grammatically correct, and I just...
How?
I did not want to dive in, you know...
Like, I talked to somebody.
Webster is rolling in his grave right now.
He is... I don't know. There was a term that
he used... My English teacher would kick my butt.
I know.
There was a term that he used for him to be addressed, like, probably part of 140.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember because it was like...
It's too confusing.
Yeah, I know. It's too confusing. Anyways, he's a guy who's gay if... In our world, all right?
He's gay.
Let's just talk about him in our world. Mm-hmm. He's gay. There could be another term... Considering there's 140, you just said that. Okay, so he was gay. Here's the thing. He doesn't go out with anybody who's not bi. That makes it weird. He's gay. He doesn't go out with anybody who's straight. He can go out with a guy or a girl provided they're bi.
They're bi.
That puts him in another one of those 140, right?
No,
one of those, yeah.
How you identify yourself is how they basically just how you want other people to look at you. I think that's what makes it so important for them.
Okay.
And then they just project it to other people. Like, why do they insist on calling us, the straight people, cis?
Okay.
Like, oh, because you're a cis male.
So
like,
I'm not a cis male.
I'm male.
I'm a
man. I'm a boy.
Malls are going to close down because they need to open like 140 doors every floor.
Let's not go there yet. That's
what the fuck.
We can't even decide in the third bathroom.
The most idiotic song that was ever released recently lives up to like 140 stupidity.
Hey, I like the song. It's catchy. Right?
It's got one line that goes over and over for 160 times.
It's kind of like that song from...
My son was telling me, that's a song.
It's kind of like that song
from
Band of Horses. That's
the reason why I left school earlier yesterday and told you to pick me up already.
It's kind of like that song from Band of Horses.
Band of Horses. Is there a ghost? Yeah, I remember
the whole song. I can't sleep. Yeah. It's not even sleep. It's sleep.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep.
Is there a ghost in my house?
Those guys are fucking straight. They were just rocking out, fucking stoned the whole time writing that song. That was okay.
That was the line.
Give them a pass.
I can't sleep. Is there a ghost in my house?
Yeah, they were rockers.
When they live alone, is there a ghost in my house?
Yep.
What's that song about the mockingbird?
You're talking about the Beatles?
No. It's a song that talks about a bird that keeps repeating over and over again.
Not Blackbird by the Beatles.
That song.
I wouldn't know about that.
From the 50s?
No, from the 60s.
That's too long.
If it's not a rock song, I wouldn't know about it.
Yeah. It's a rock song. Only one lyric.
Chikitam, chikitam, chikititam.
I'm not going to be able to sleep until I freaking look for the song. There's only it's on Family Guy. Peter got addicted to that song.
No.
Okay.
Peter got addicted to bird, bird, bird. But bird's the word.
What is the word?
I think that's
bird is the word. Surfing bird. You go.
Who sang that? Is that a real song?
It's one of those surfer band dudes.
Beach Boys.
Not the Beach Boys.
Trashmen.
There you go.
Trashmen. Okay.
But same era.
60s. Oh, yeah. All right. Invasion of California music.
California surf rock. Culture.
Surf, yeah. California surf.
Surf rock. There yeah. you go.
Don't surf you know that the bird is the word?
Shit, dude.
He doesn't stop the whole episode.
We were weird like that back in the day, and then you have these people now.
With 140 genders.
You know what I do nowadays? I just shut up.
Oh, you know what's funny that I've read quite recently? So a couple of months ago, Riley Gaines came into notoriety because she's trans. And then he was a swimmer, a varsity swimmer.
Leah is the trans person.
Yeah, Leah. Oh, no, Riley Gaines was the thing, the girl.
The girl, okay.
That he beat.
Thing well, actually, they she were doing didn't good beat with the thing, yeah.
Going
with the thing.
Leah Thomas didn't beat Riley. They were did not tied beat neck and neck.
Riley Gaines was not
these
the
are,
one
these
who
are
got
people
the thing
back in the old days.
No, this is like...
These are human beings.
Right no, now. So anyway.
Like back in the day, we used to anyway call them human beings.
Yeah, okay.
Athletes, swimmers.
Okay. So anyway, so Leah Thomas did not make it as a varsity swimmer in the men's division, so he decided to go like, oh, I'm a girl now.
And went into the women's division.
And then went into the women's division, and then he just started breaking records left and right.
But he was born a man.
He's still a man. He never...
He's still swinging it, dude.
He just identifies as a...
He just announced to the whole world that he's a woman and started being in a woman's division. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
Apparently the world has given him the right to be able to do that,
the school
right?
gave him the right to do that.
Unless they go to my house.
Mm-hmm. So anyway...
That's a different thing.
So the Olympic Committee laid down some rules that if you're a biological male that you can't join... You can't compete in the women's division of this sport, swimming.
Nope.
So the alphabet people and their hierarchy, the community.
Did you know that it's all so condescending to be mentioning that?
The alphabet people?
I'm loving it, but you know. Every time you're saying it like that,
you're not going to say, man, it's too tiring if you're going to say LGBTQ+,
alphabet people makes them like second degree human.
So anyway, beings. So the alphabet folks are up in arms against the Olympic Committee because why? Because they have to respect the
So they have a department that actually looks after these things and complain about it?
Yeah.
All right.
So right now, it wasn't the Olympic Committee, though, but I think someone suggested that, all right, we'll make a competition just for the trans people.
Okay.
If you identify as such and such,
yeah,
that's your division.
Makes sense?
Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody joined. Nobody joined.
In other news, Arkansas passed a law.
Oh yeah,
stating that
they're not gonna use.
They're gonna take away
the woke language.
Woke language such as renaming women as chest feeders
or birth person,
birthing person.
Why? Who's calling them chest feeders and
the alphabet?
The alphabet people.
Also, these assholes have got a because lot of rights
say,
now, and they're picking
they
on
claim
real
that
women.
Not all women is capable of.
No. I don't care how they justify things. You start saying things like that, then
that's what
all
got,
bets are off.
That's what got the governor of Arkansas so
the basic
pissed
man,
off.
Woman, and
yeah, that's it.
Whoever, whatever you are, if that's the case,
that's it.
Seriously, and, dude?
Yeah.
Really? Arkansas?
It's just, Arkansas passed a law. They just passed a law that goes like, we're not going to go for the woke language anymore.
Yeah.
So we're going to call a spade
women
a spade.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not going to name any person or any woman as a chest feeder.
And the fact that a government has to go out of their way to actually pass a law.
Because it gets... Because Canada is...
Oh, Trudeau is... A fucking fruitcake. So yeah. Forget about it. Dude,
Canada,
that guy just wanted
Canada
to please everyone.
That law.
I should kick his ass if he comes by.
What do they call
wall,
it?
Man.
Just compelled speech.
Compelled speech.
Yeah,
SB16.
SB16.
Yeah. Canada's always been slow. That's why they hated South Park at the start of, anyways. Fuck! If they were cool enough, they wouldn't have been picked on by South Park to start off, anyways.
That's why Disney right
Trudeau,
now.
Trudeau, he would have turned things around. Have you seen an episode where South Park said Canada's nice. Cool now because Trudeau did something? No!
Speaking of South Park.
Let's not talk about Canada.
nothing like that. So it's all bets are speaking still of, off as far as Canada's
speaking
concerned.
Speaking of South Park.
If I can pick that, on the United States, I can always pick on Canada.
Who's that girl? Rachel Zegler.
Well, what about her?
That entitled little bitch
from Canada.
No, she's American.
The one is supposed to be
Snow White.
Snow White, who's not
bad
white.
Mouth. Bad mm-hmm. mouth. Her own movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then wanting.
She's an actress.
Yeah, she did the Sound of Music. The
this
new
is
movie.
Like a Josie Mollett situation.
No.
Okay,
she's a girl.
Yeah, but you know,
girl.
Same thing.
A real girl.
Like, okay, she lied about something?
No, she didn't
just
lie
to get
anything.
Her way
she
get
she
into something?
Claimed that because she's supposed to play Snow White in the new in the live.
She's black.
She's not black. She's Latina.
Well, she's Latina who wants to play Snow White.
Who yes. was Fine. Tasked to okay. play Snow White? She doesn't. Well, want, that's the thing. In, she doesn't want to play
fair,
Snow White.
To be fair, Snow White is not really that white to start off. She's like fair skinned.
Dude, it's in the story. Her skin was white as snow.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
So why did
it's
they
in
call
the story.
Her fair?
No, the actual
wording of the original
I know,
story.
Wording, but the
with the lips
cartoon show.
As red as blood.
Yeah. Anyway, so what happened?
She badmouthed her own movie. They're like, oh, I we're changing the story a bit because.
It's cringy because
the prince.
Snow White has to wait for prince.
They
prince
had comes that up. While we had raining in Manila yeah. in the Philippines. Dude, this world is fucked up. I'm telling
I'm
you, man.
And it's cringe. It's
and then I just learned 2 days ago that song's actually freaking popular.
It is.
So that means all these fucking morons and fucking clowns in Cagayan actually like the fucking song.
I like the song!
He likes
See?
The song.
Now we have a major problem because even Jesse likes the song.
No, I'm not gonna sing it in a karaoke.
Yeah, because it's only got like 2-3 lines. It's raining in Manila, and it probably speaks like Bisaya somewhere.
No,
like that.
Ooh,
with that fucking auto tune.
The
auto tune. Oh yeah, auto tune, and then after that, say the line again, and. What the hell is going on, man?
Not
whatever
something.
Happened to lyrics like Mr. Jones? We have kilometric lyrics you have to memorize.
Well, you got to understand that there's a certain
part of the story. Love, right?
Wait, listen. There's a certain part of me sometimes, and some you know not so specific Sunday where I happen to miss Dayang, just for the next 3 minutes, and then I puke, and then I get rid of it out of my system,
hey,
and then
you
move
know
on.
You know my guilty pleasure in the car.
Crazy, you know, not
that's,
something.
That's
I want,
a given.
Not something I want to play.
Hey,
on a
dude,
daily
I listen
basis.
To Florante's greatest hits. One,
yeah,
one,
see, so
once
those
in
are,
a while.
There's,
on
we all have our secret stashes.
But if you have to pay for something new because it intrigues
no, I'm not
you,
gonna, I'm not gonna see them in concert. So that's what you've thought. What that's what you're.
What
gonna
was the name
there.
Of the band?
Lola Amor.
Lola Amor.
What the fuck? Lola, seriously?
Yeah.
That's even worse than a band name called Pearl Jam, man. Telling you, what the fuck, dude? Pearl Jam was so bad, they had to name their band Lola Amor? Are you kidding me?
Kind of reminds me of Lolo Jose from...
Jesus Christ, man.
Corinta?
Corita.
Corita, yeah. Lolo Jose.
Lolo Jose, that's a song.
Yeah, I know, but the singer is Corita. Yeah. So every time somebody says Lola
this is
Amor,
Lola, what? Lola the, Amor, the that's the name of the band.
Yeah, so
Grand Pearl Jam Love. Was so bad, they had to name the band Lola Amor?
Yeah. I don't know, got
and then what? Whenever they go up and there's a microphone, finished. They explain, like, we're called Lola Amor because we're a bunch of idiots with a stupid song that happened to be so popular because generation
I can understand why Amor
markets that we have though is so fucking stupid.
Why
they
Lola?
Like, no, I mean why? Well, why do you like raining in Manila?
I don't know. Lola probably.
We had
name
Counting Crows raining in Baltimore. Have you seen the lyrics? It was genius. Raining in Baltimore.
Oh yeah, they have.
It's
they have
genius. Raining in Manila.
And we're talking about the Adam Duritz. So yeah.
Raining in Manila is just two lines.
Ma-ou-la-ba.
Fuck, dude. What's seriously?
I don't know.
Na na, na na.
You know what? Every time
it
I hear
it came out like 5-7 years ago.
No, that's
style
all
like that.
Oh no, no, that's style. Like yeah, that. It started with
we Kala. Had the band in no. We have a band Vanilla from High. Cebu, December Avenue. Oh no, not December Avenue. There's a band in Cebu who composed songs that Mandawi sounds
Nights.
Like that. Mandawi Nights,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Mandawi Nights.
And they sound okay, but their lyrics is pretty straightforward poetry and yeah. all that. I mean, like the basis of writing songs has always been poetry, if
yeah.
you ask
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, you do poetry,
that's,
and
that's
then you
the difference
come up
between
with music. That is music for me when you complete the whole thing. If you say, you're raining in Manila, and then you're raining in Manila, and then you're raining in Manila, and then you think you're so cool, I'd go, fuck you. I'll kick your ass next time I see you.
But well, I should have gone to San Rio 2 weekends ago.
I saw the video.
Oh, there was a video?
They were here.
30 minutes.
Why, you wanted to watch?
No,
no, not 30 minutes. 30 seconds. It was all raining in Manila.
They filmed
and people
up
are going crazy. I pity the people who are actually holding up their phones yeah. to video a freaking dumb ass milestone in history. Because they were there. I was like, oh,
you know, every time
shit,
I hear,
dude.
Every time I hear that song, it'll always bring me back to
how
Michael
to
V.
Write this, a song
no.
the right way?
What? It'll always bring me back to Michael V's spoof of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, see, I even got the lyrics wrong. Ma-ulan ba sa inyo?
Can you stop?
Okay, no, I'm just trying to check on the lyrics.
Why?
Because she was complaining about it. No, there's a ton of lyrics, actually.
Seriously?
I'm not going to make you buy the song.
Whoa, that's the whole
you.
Lyrics of the song?
Yeah, most of it. That
oh,
line.
Yeah. It's a repetitive. Yeah. Probably. Okay. All right. That's not a lot.
They say raining in Manila three times in one verse.
But if it's raining in Manila, hindi kita maririnig.
What the fuck? You live in a poor slum village. Because you live in my house, you can hear everything. Dude, what the fuck is going on with that song, man? That's what I'm talking about. Jesus. See, you're cultivating poor living in the Philippines. How do you lift the standards? How do you help people to come up with a better lookout, to better foresight at handling life?
Hey, you gotta give me credits. I don't listen to that.
Christ,
I don't listen to Carlos Agassi.
No, I mean, that's a... Oh,
why
shit.
Would you listen to Carlos Agassi?
Yeah, so, you know, give me...
No. He wants to give Carlos Agassi a beating, and he wants justification, hence, he watches
yeah.
the video.
Dude,
he wants the...
He sang that, like, in the 90s.
Sam!
Rapped
no,
his
he's
way.
Not singing. No, he's not rapping. He was just making noises there and...
Well, he tried to rap.
Oh, Jesus
whatever,
Christ.
Dude.
Somebody wrap him in a piece of cloth and then throw
but
him
yeah.
into the ocean. What's that current joke that's been going around?
Showtime is back. That's the joke. Sorry. I had to say that.
I kept my trap shut. But,
that annoying
that
voice in that show... Should have been gone a long time, and they didn't need to suspend that for 12 days and all.
McDonald's, let me put it this way. For
your
next
buns
topic,
are looking too shiny, but I still love you.
No, I'm not going to be eating because of Showtime.
Why?
Why?
You know who the current promoter of McDonald's is?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that
shit,
horse
really?
Yeah.
A bunch of horse shit? Seriously?
The
really?
the horse looking pure person from
oh man
he's
oh,
actually an endorser yeah check it out on YouTube you're gonna see he's
yeah but no. you know endorsement that's the product that I don't need endorsing or anything like that
I don't need to be convinced to eat
I know but why of all you know from the same
it's
show
it's just that you know
from the same
make it
show
if you're listening fire your marketing people
and Curtis come on we know that she's married. She, you know, she's a fantasy even before she got married.
Still
but
a fantasy
again,
when she is married. So.
Yeah, but
she's
again,
nice. She's okay. She's fine. So she should be able to get the job done.
Not the other person.
Yeah, not the other person.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ! I mean, why? It's not going to make your burger taste any better, number one.
So, like, you know, we're into the other totally different avenue nowadays. When it comes to finding out situations like that, it makes you think, like, I want to get back to the old job and just fix this shit. Because why would you let a horse promote a fucking beef, right? What the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, no.
Get a freaking nice smelling flower, promote a freaking burger. That's better.
Burgers are made out of beef, not horse meat.
There you go. Well,
depends on which part of the world you are.
We're talking here, this part of the world.
This episode's going to scare everybody for sure, but yeah. Jesus, no. So sorry, man.
Because I know IKEA, so IKEA before got into trouble because...
What?
IKEA.
Because of what? Their
you know they have food, right?
And coffee?
No, yeah, you know they have food.
Yeah.
They have their, you know, and one of their bestsellers is their
that's where you go, where you buy the salad set.
Meatballs and gravy.
The sofa right? bed and the king size and all that.
Yeah. So, no, but, you know, sometimes we just go there to eat because on every weekend, the ferry that goes to Brooklyn to IKEA is free. So usually...
IKEA paid for it, actually.
Yeah, so that you'll go. Like, yeah, but it's free. So, you know, we go there, we have lunch or have an early dinner, and we eat there. And then someone just figured out that there was a time that they were using horse meat. And you know how Americans... Because in the U.S., there's a certain line that they draw who the pets are and which are food.
Yep.
Just so like depending on
dogs in the U.S.
Yeah, but depending on how
the state
the state of
how south you go.
No, it's not even that. Depending on the current situation is if there's a war. Right. I mean everything but the dogs and cats is fair game. So you got your horses everything.
Caribous, whatever.
Yeah, but normally it stops with the cows, cattle. The
bison, whatever. Yeah.
Everything with four legs. Hey, you know what? If it's meat, it's meat.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, so there was a time that IKEA apparently uses horse meat. And then again, in Sweden it's normal food.
Yeah, they put blood into bread. So what?
No, what I mean is,
came from Sweden.
And it came from Sweden. Yeah. What I mean is, there are some countries that you know regularly have horse meat in their diet.
No wonder the Swedes love it being here and being in Asia.
No, because like in China, quite recently they caught this guy with a truck full of cats that apparently. So one Chinese grocery was selling.
This is not a joke, okay?
This is not a joke. I go like that. Apparently, they pass off the cat meat as pork. And you know, if you know your cat meat,
can pass off as pork.
It can pass off as pork. I mean, that's why
to chicken, yeah, but yeah.
That's why they use it in chopo. You know how that old joke goes, right?
There's some truth to that in the old times.
In the old times, and then it came to a point. Yeah, and then I go like, so why is this news? We all know that.
From
Weedle Man Wine's phone.
Shut up, Alexa. We're gonna call you later on, but not now. So, kind of reminds me of this company town hall in that company that we shared in before, Ryan. So we were talking about food, and then somebody mentioned something about going to a town fiesta and they had carabao beef, and then so the white people reacted. It's like, you eat those things, and then I said, hey guys, come on, we're Asians. We eat anything that has four legs except tables and chairs, and we also eat anything that crawls on the ground except babies.
Dude, if it has a heartbeat, we tend to eat it. At some point.
So everybody cracked up and, you know, I basically lighted up the moment. It's like, come on, man. This is not the U.S. This is not the kind of cuisine that you guys are into. So drop it. Okay. So that's also I understand that you are not into eating dog. But, you know, you can, in your own culture, probably you can get away with passing a law that does not that won't allow slaughter and selling of dog meat. But don't do it
in the cordilleras.
Do not, because culturally they do.
They do.
and you can't.
The Ifugaos love their dog.
You just can't impose your own culture on
even Kapampangans
on somebody.
Make a mean asusena.
You can stay away from establishment.
I had my share of that thing because as I was growing up, everybody.
I think anywhere where it's cold,
yeah,
they usually.
I live in Bukidnon.
Yeah, that's people, what I'm saying.
Back in the day, yeah, we do. You have a pet on your birthday?
Your pet's gone.
Your pet dies. It becomes your lunch. Dude,
no.
Had that.
No, let's.
I just couldn't remember what
let's expound on that.
I cried. Yeah, I heard the screams, but dude, I fucking stood up like a man because I'm not a fucking alphabet fucking fruitcake. But I experienced that.
Let's qualify that, okay? If you know, we didn't grow up rich, you and I, right?
No.
Okay, so. If your parents I'm excluding you, Boogie.
Your pet didn't die because it was your birthday, so forget it.
No, but every time our pet got old, he never saw old age.
Totally okay. Different story, Boogie. That's euthanasia. Ours is
no, he's not even sick. It's just like, ay, tigulang naman. Ihatag na sila dito sa mga katrabahante sa Pikas.
Para
na
sila makawa.
We'll get another one.
Not as close as what we've experienced.
Let's keep this conversation amongst ourselves.
What the fuck?
But so yeah, I know so your pain. So that's why I'm not attached to dogs because of that.
So you,
because I know at any time they'll be gone.
If it's your birthday and you don't have any money, your pet goes.
Your pet goes. Yeah, man, that's a given.
And you cannot.
Your dad gets his friend to come over.
Starts drinking.
Drinking. Your pet.
Your dog just disappears.
In your table.
Your dog disappears.
Making everybody happy.
Just, you know, probably thinking Jesse's such a freaking animal, thinking about that.
No, that was just a reality.
No,
that
was our reality.
On the reverse side, here's another story. So,
like, when you see videos where you find out it's a dog and you puke?
No, that's not going to happen.
If it happens to me, I'm not going to puke because I've tasted dog. Stealing. I love dogs. Now, don't get me wrong. I do.
Yeah.
But if
amongst the three of us, you're the top dog lover.
Yeah, but you know, I grew up with Azucena and everything.
Yeah, I know.
So
my uncles and my cousins in Pampanga tried to get me to eat some, but I know it was so I never did.
Because at this point, there's no need.
Have you eaten chickens?
I always. Who hasn't eaten chicken?
At this point,
I had a pet chicken, and I ate my pet.
Yeah, so
yeah.
There's a second story I was going to tell you. So
which one? Chicken?
Chickens. Yeah.
There's a couple of chickens that I saved. They were supposed to be for lunch, and I took pity on both. I convinced my parents not to slaughter the chickens, and I named one Elvis because of the way the comb went on. You know, went to one side.
Name your food.
That's the thing. I did not want it to become food.
Yeah.
All right, so I named it Elvis. So he grew big. We're talking about 6 kilos, man. Big. Right.
That's huge.
White.
That's big. Hard.
He
kobuldo. Okay.
But the thing is, he became so much of an asshole that anybody that he sees, he's going to attack.
Okay. All chickens are assholes.
Apparently that one is a special one.
That even if you're president of the club.
If you were playing billiards, just before you make a shot, he's going to peck on your legs.
Really?
Yeah, so he's that much of an asshole. So I finally got tired of it, and I said, delayed your sentence for like a year and a half.
Yeah, now
tomorrow you're a fritada.
Fried chicken, bitch.
Tomorrow you're a fritada.
No, fried chicken.
Yeah.
I took one bite, and I don't know, probably feelings came back, and I just...
Cried?
No, I didn't cry. I just took one bite and felt guilty, and I stopped eating. He was named, and I just allowed him to become lunch because of, you know, he's becoming an asshole.
The dogs I ate, I remember all their names.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I grew up. That's why I'm not soft. I grew up eating dogs with names. I just saw a movie called Heaven Is Real, where the little kid was saying, "Mom, did you know that I had a sister?" And the mom goes, "Yeah, Candace was your sister. Of course I know." "No, the other sister." I was like, "What are you talking about? The one that died in your tummy." I was like, How do you know about that? She told me.
Don't tell what that do story mean? To Booby.
What do you mean she told me? I was in heaven, remember? There's this girl that kept on hugging me. Said she was my older sister. Uh-huh. What was her name? And he goes, she didn't have a name because you guys didn't name her when she died in your tummy.
There's a movie, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's Heaven is Real.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that film.
So, it's a bestseller book. Yeah. Made a movie out of it. So, yeah. Couldn't even remember why I was talking about that fucking Heaven is Real thing, but...
You felt guilty about eating your name pet.
So, yeah, that little kid there didn't have a name. All my dogs had names. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't know if they made it to heaven or if they fucking made it in the caldereta, man.
Hey, didn't you know that all dogs go to heaven?
No, I don't think so. My dogs, the ones when I was growing up, dude, they were in the caldereta, dude. I'm telling you, man.
I never ate any of my pets except for Elvis, but I only took a bite.
Nah. See, that's why I never had animal pets.
So right now, the closest I got to something close to while I was growing up would probably be caldereta and the kambingan shit that they do. That's fucking lame compared to like...
What do you mean kambingan shit that they do?
Like kambingan ni aling whatever. Oh, yeah, like okay. You go to kambingan.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking gay compared to like what I had. Like... Fucking Azucena of your own pet, dude. You didn't have a choice because your dad killed your dog, your pet, because it was just the way to go back in the day. Yeah. It's not even something terrible that you do or happened to you. It was just the way to go for some of these things because the place was cold. Dogs add to temperature to your body. And
It's part of their culture. I mean, leave them alone.
So you're saying China is so terrible? What the fuck, dude? I grew up doing that shit. With bats, though. The COVID thing. That wasn't me. I had nothing to do with that shit, dude. You guys just died. Like, and I had nothing to do with it.
Like, I think as a culture, people tend to eat what's in abundance. Mm-hmm. Like, irregardless of what that is, you know?
What's easy?
Yeah, like...
creature your pet.
If you're an agricultural province here in the Philippines, and then every now and then you get swarms of locusts, then you tend to eat locusts.
Yeah.
And grasshoppers. I tried that. Locusts. Like a whole kalha of grasshoppers.
Yeah.
My dad cooks that because there's a lot in the farm.
Oh, do you just grow rice?
Cook everything. Yeah.
That's why. That's what I'm saying.
So we had to cook grasshoppers, and that's our food.
In Pampanga, they call it Camaro. I don't know what they call it up in Bukidnon, but in Pampanga, they call it Camaro.
Well, for sure, it wasn't called grasshoppers because it was just grasshoppers because that was the radio. But,
I remember my grandmother used to have this small cattle ranch up in Balikasag. And every now and then, if there's a party, like a big gathering, like grandfather.
Oh, yeah, check the comments on Spotify when they check this episode.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure they're going to comment something on like the Bisaya version of Grasshopper. There is.
Yeah, I know there is.
Because I grew up...
The Mexicans call saying it chapulines.
Saying that word because we cook it at home.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, shit.
Bakukang.
No. Bakukang is...
The beetle.
Beetle.
Oh.
And the dragonfly is tutubi.
Tutubi.
So grasshopper is different. I just can't remember it, but
I remember my daughter.
Dragonfly is alindahaw in Bisaya.
Well, alindahaw or tutubi sa Tagalog.
Tagalog. That's what my daughter would.
In Tagalog, I don't know what it is in Bisaya.
My daughter one time when she was young and she was going to school here, and then she comes home from school, and then she goes like, "Dada, what's a tutubi?"
Tutubi.
Tutubi.
I was like, okay.
So you know how we normally don't divide an episode into two parts. But since this is getting a little too long, we got part two coming coming next week. So hang on for that one.
Thursday night.